Hello?
Yeah, what happened, sir? Why did you hang up the call?
Because I don't believe what you're telling me.
I'm not telling you that you have to believe me. All right. I know you are getting this kind of call each and every day, but this is not like that. I'm not here to waste your time and my time as well. All right.
Right. Well, I'm going to hang up again because I don't believe that you can tell me anything that I need to know.
No, this is not a sales call. You are getting me wrong. I told you our engineers are working in the local exchange office near Bombay. That is the reason I called you. And
yes.
If you want, sir, I can prove you my legit MAPC to you as well.
Yeah, but why did you want to talk to Mrs. Horsnell? Because she's been dead for 4 years.
I don't believe you. I said Mr.
Horsnell,
not Mrs. Why should I tell you Mrs.? I know you are the owner of this number. I said Mr. Horsnell, not Mrs.
All right, I'll accept that, but I heard you say Mrs.
No, Mr. Horsnell, I said. Well, let me tell you, sir, right now our engineers are working in your connection. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
I don't have a problem.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes should you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow like that happens sometimes?
Well, very, 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 very occasionally. And I attribute that to lots of usage.
Okay, you mean it happens, but not very often, very occasionally.
Oh, very, very, very occasionally.
Okay, you know what, sir? Actually, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working.
Right. Well, I would probably say that I use the internet very, very minimally, and that's probably the reason that it doesn't concern me. You mean
you are a very basic user, right?
Very, very, very basic.
Okay, all right. Well, the thing is that, sir, while we are working in your internet line, we can see that some of the major services are not working. You need to tell me, have you made any changes in the settings of your internet?
No.
And
I've been invited to update to Windows 11, which I've not done. I've rejected that. But no, I've not made any changes at all.
Like changes of Wi-Fi password or IP address like this?
No.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
Well, why I'm asking you this, sir? Because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside the locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address. So that's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Right, well, I've not shared anything with anybody, well, other than my son who comes from Melbourne, and he occasionally does some work with the computer, but that's maybe once or twice a year.
When was the last time you used this internet line, sir? Last time?
When the last time I turned the computer on?
Your internet.
Well, I turned the internet on last night and checked up on a couple of things that I usually check up on, like the share market and the weather, what my solar is charging and how it worked on that day, and then I go see if there are any emails, and there was one last night that I looked at. The rest I flicked off, but that's I was probably on the computer for under an hour anyway.
Okay, well, I can see in my system that somebody was also active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
No, it certainly wasn't me.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi, sir?
No. No, it wouldn't be. I've never... Oh, my grandson used Wi-Fi once when he was here. That's about 2 years, 2 or 3 years ago. But I've never used Wi-Fi. Don't know anything about it. I have on the refrigerator a thing that says what your Wi-Fi number is and whatever it is, but I've never used it.
You never connect it. Okay. And by the way, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
No, turn it off.
I'm not talking about your computer. I'm just talking about your router. So.
Oh, the router. No, the router stays on. Yes.
Oh, okay. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Well, I can go and do that.
Okay, thank you.
The Wi-Fi one is on, and the power one is on. That's two greens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
The power one and the Wi-Fi
one. Oh, on the top. On the top, I see. Another. There's one that says link. That's a green one. That's on. Online, a green one. That's on. And phone is a blue one, and that's on.
Okay, and all the lights is stable or some of them are blinking as well?
Nothing's blinking.
Nothing is blinking, lovely. And in back of that box, you will see there is some cables are connected.
Yes.
How many cables are connected, sir?
1, 2, 5.
Okay, you mean the power one, the internet one, the landline one, the DSL one, and your main line, right?
Well, I don't know what they are. They're just there's a whitish one, and the one that looks like probably is the internet one. Then there's a white one and a black one.
Black one is the power one, okay, and. Generally, how many devices are connected with the internet, sir? Like your mobile phone, computer?
There's a mobile phone. Somebody's trying to ring me, I think. There's a mobile phone, and it has three bases, or like three connections from the main base, and the computer.
And any kind of television or tablet which are also connected sometime?
No.
Okay, well, I can see in my system.
Well, they've got color television, but that doesn't go through the
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, does it? It goes. Well, I don't know. There's a color television that goes on occasionally, but I don't think it's connected to this system, is it?
Okay. Well, I can see in my system. That total 11 devices are connected with the internet. That is 3 computer, 2 mobile phone, 2 iPad, 3 television, and 1 laptop that is connected with your internet. So.
Well, that's a long while ago. My wife's been dead for 4 years, and that would be when she was still alive. There used to be 3 television sets. Mm-hmm. There is now 1 television set. There used to be several computers. There is now 1 computer, and that's all.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir, I can see here that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. That is the reason sometimes the speed is getting slow. just because the speed is getting divided in all those people who are active in your lines. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
So you, somebody is using wireless to pick up from my router?
Yes, yes. They are accessing your internet line, especially at midnight and early in the morning, and they are using all of your like daily limit data, all right? And also they are accessing your IP address from the different location. Okay, you can do one thing.
How far away would they have to be doing that?
Actually, somehow they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Not really, no.
IP address means, sir, internet protocol. Like in our country, every person has their driver's license for the identification. So same as every internet user has their own IP address. Every internet user. So somehow they have got your one and they are misusing it from the different location. You can do one thing.
How would they get that?
I don't know, sir, because the hackers nowadays, they are using a very highly advanced technology just to get our customer information, just to hack our customer information and like lines. All right. You can do one thing. First of all, what I will do, sir, I'm going to give it to you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes.
And you can write down your router customer ID number, your router customer ID, which is
888.
Yeah, then in capital letter, D for Delta. C for Charlie. A for Alpha. Then number 60.
60.
Yeah, then give a hyphen. Then number 7. And D for Delta in capital letter.
D for Delta,
And number 062.
062.
Yeah, check it, sir. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7B062, right?
Yeah. Well, now, where am I to find that?
This is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know, because nowadays most of our customer, they are complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they are from Amazon, they are from NBN, and they are trying to sell our customer unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah, I get them, but not on a computer. Or a couple of, there's occasionally an email comes on the computer from Amazon, and I just delete it.
What kind of email?
Oh, I don't know. I never open them. When I see it's Amazon, I just delete it immediately because I have nothing to do with Amazon.
Yes, exactly what I mean, sir. If you are going to receive any kind of email or any unnecessary calls from Amazon, don't try to respond it, sir. Because you know what, sir? If you're not using an Amazon service, then why should they are able to call you? Why? They have no rights to call our customer, and they never call our customer. Alright, they are the nuisance call. Nowadays, each and every customer are complaining us about this. That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them. Otherwise not, simply hang up the call. Okay.
Well, I hang up the call straight away.
If a phone call
comes from an entity that firstly takes a little bit of time for to come through, I hang up immediately. If they say I'm from so and so, I hang up immediately. If the person says I'm Bill or Tom or a friend, well then I'll talk to them.
Oh, that's very great for you. So Might be, sir, if you are going to receive any calls and they will try to call you back again and again, they will try to convince you. You need to ask them, what is my customer ID number?
Yeah, well, they don't have to convince me because I don't give them an opportunity. And you are aware of the...
Yes.
Because I used that with you initially.
Yes. All right, I got it, sir. And I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone because this is a very unique code of your router, okay?
Right. Well,
thank
now,
you.
Do I need to... Well, I'm always vigilant, but these people that have been using my internet,
mm-hmm.
How does it get paid for?
They have using an advanced technology just to get you. Actually, somehow they have downloaded an application that is called IP address hacking links. All right. And whenever they are opening that application for ask for basic information like name, address, phone number, date of birth, this type of information. Somehow the hacker, they have got your personal details and they are putting this information from their apps. And at the same time, that apps will allow to generate your IP address. And through your IP address, they are using your internet information from the different location. By the way, sir, you can do one thing right now. Is your computer is on or it's off right now?
No, it's off.
Yeah, we have already upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether it is working or not? Because I need to make a report.
Right, I'll go and turn it on.
Yes.
What will I be looking for?
First of all, you can try to turn on your computer and let me know, like, whether it is done.
I'll go and turn it on now.
Okay.
Right, it's open.
And what do you see on your screen, sir?
I just see the icons. Nothing at all.
A home screen, you mean? Okay. And do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
No, I wouldn't have
a clue. Okay, no problem. I need to check the speed. What are the speed you are getting? You can do one thing. Do you use Google, sir? Google?
Yes, I do.
Could you please open your Google?
Right, Google's open.
And you can type in the Google, Telstra Speed Test.
Capital T?
Doesn't matter. Telstra Speed Test.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A. Telstra
Speed Test.
Speed.
Yes.
S-P-E-E-T-T-E-S-T. Right.
Yeah, then you can search for it and let me know what are the options come up on your screen.
Telstra speed test.
Yeah.
It says speed test Telstra measure.
Click on speed test. Yes. And when you click on that, sir, you will go to our official speed test Telstra page from where you can measure the speed of your home broadband connection.
Measure your speed connect mobile service speed test. It says go.
Yes, you can click on go, and when you click on go, you will get three options on it: ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
Well, the ping says 20 ms.
20 milliseconds, okay.
The download says 12.7.
Just 12.7.
And the upload,
just 12.7 Mbps, sir?
Mbps, yes.
Okay, all right.
And the upload is 0.8 Mbps. Now it's lost all that. It's gone to your speed results.
Hold on, let me shake, sir. Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabyte per second. But right now, the download speed which you are getting, that is 12.7 Mbps, and the upload is less than 1 Mbps. How could this be possible, sir? Like, you are not getting, like, 1-2 Mbps upload, and you never check the speed, sir? You never...
I've never done it, no.
I think, sir, some of the major services of your router are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Just go to the top, yeah. Now I'm on the home screen, yes.
Okay. You can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see, sir?
Screen, let's see. Well, that's the on and off button.
Yeah. To start. And just right next to it.
Or type here to search.
Yes, right. Where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there system. S-Y-S-T-E-M. System.
S-Y-S system T-E-M.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And when you have type system, what are the options come up on your screen, sir?
Systems information, apps, systems, configuration, settings.
Yes, you can click on system, click on system configuration. And when you click on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services.
Boot, services, startup, and tools.
Yes, right. You can click on the services tab, so click on services. And when you click on services, you will get four columns on it. Service, where you can see all of your service and security's name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are working or some of them are getting stopped?
Well, the manufacturer status, the Adobe is running.
Okay.
The router service is stopped. The application,
okay.
The application wire gateway service is stopped. The application identity is stopped. The application management is stopped.
Okay.
The APS readiness is stopped.
Okay.
The APEX deployment service is running.
Mm-hmm.
The assigned assessment management service is stopped.
Okay,
the Windows audio is done.
Let me tell you, sir, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hackers, they have got your IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router, and whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll it down, sir, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services.
No, some running, mostly stopped.
Yeah, most of them are stopped. According to me, I can see in my system almost 62% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do is, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker so that in future you are not going to face this kind of problems anymore. Okay? So You can do one thing, you can close this system configuration and come back to your home screen. close it.
Yep.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, this time you can click on it and type in there run, R-U-N.
All right.
Then press enter and let me know what come up.
Well, run's come up. Run applications. Run website results.
No,
run
you
three.
Need to click on run app. Click on run app.
Yep.
And when you click on run app, what come up on your screen?
Down in the bottom left hand, it says type name of program, folder, document, or internet resource, and windows will open for you.
Correct. In that box, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Yes.
If something is written on it or it's blank?
No, it's blank.
You can click on it. You can type in the open panel www.
Yep.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
T-R-A-S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Yep.
Yeah, then 01, number 0, number 1.
No gap?
No gap.
01, yep.
Then give a dot.
Yep.
Then W for whiskey.
Then what?
W for whiskey.
W.
No, only one W, sir. Only one.
W.
Then E for England.
E.
E for England again.
Yep.
B for Bravo.
B.
Yes. Then L
B.
For Lima.
B. L.
Y for Yankee.
Y.
Then dot com.
Dot G-O-M. Yep.
Yeah, it should be like www.telstrasupport01.weebly.com, right?
Yep.
Then click on OK, you will get our Telstra.
There's not a dot after com?
No. After com, there. Then you can click on OK. When you click on OK, you will get our Telstra support web page on your screen.
Telstra, we will support you, Telstra Secure Services.
Yes,
Secure
right.
Server.
Yes, yes. And below that, what do you see, sir?
Our partners.
You will see all of our partners. All these other companies are work under Telstra. And below
yep.
that, you will see Welcome to Telstra Support Team,
yes.
right? And over there, you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3, right?
Yes. Yes.
First of all, let me ask you, how old is your computer? Is this one, sir? How old is it?
How old? it's an HP, about 3 years old.
Just 3 years.
Yeah, it might be four. No, I think it's 3 years. My son updated my computer when we got to be shut down because the old computer I had wasn't doing Zoom very well. So he insisted I get a new one. So it's about 3 years old.
About three. Then you can do one thing. You can click on the first one. Click on click to connect server 1.
Do I click on click or the...
Click. Click on click to connect server 1.
Yes, done.
And once you click on it, what do you see after that, sir?
It comes back to the same thing. Just one click or two clicks?
A single click. And when you click on it, have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner.
Oh, here we are. Mm-hmm. Any more? Any desk one? Complete?
Yes, yes.
Any desk?
Yeah, click on it, sir. Click on any desk.
Which
click
one? There are two.
Oh, first one, sir, or both of them are same, I think. Yeah.
Oh, they're both the same, actually. It's because
yeah.
I clicked it twice.
Right. Yeah. Click on it, sir.
This file, now HP Sure Check, This file originated from an untrusted location and might be unsafe.
And what are the options click. Have you got, sir?
It says click, remove protection and open only if you trust the source of this file.
Yeah, click on open.
Click on open. I haven't... remove protection and open.
Yes, yes, right.
Click on that.
Yes, yes. And once you open it, sir, what do you see after that? Let me know.
Well, it's come to my address, and then it says, what's new?
What is that?
AnyDesk 7.1.
Where you can see
AnyDesk?
Where you can see your... Where you can see your address, beside your address, can you see there is a 9-digit number?
My address, yes, it's 864-861-264.
I think, sir, it should be 864 space 861 space 264.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a space. Yeah, beg your pardon.
Yes, right. And where you can see this number, just beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
Yes.
Click on the lock symbol. And when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right?
Just set up password, confirm password.
Yeah, I'm going to give you our Telstra secure server password. You can type the password in a small letter, Telstra 123, in a small letter.
123.
Yeah. And below that, it will ask you to confirm password. You can type in the confirm password box again, Telstra 123. Then click on apply after that, sir.
Right.
And after clicking on apply, what do you see after that, sir?
Internet access.
Mm-hmm. And apart from that?
Security warning,
mm-hmm.
Windows Defender firewall.
Yes, firewall. We are going to activate a firewall in order to block some hacking features. You can click on allow access. Click on allow.
Allow access, yes.
Yeah, and after clicking on allow, you can do one thing. You can minimize this page. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Click on the minus sign, yeah.
And after that, sir, you can do one thing. You can close this page, whatever you have on your screen, close it.
Well, this is the welcome to Telstra support team. That's right. Come back.
Oh, close it, sir. Not to worry. Close it.
All right.
And after that, sir, what do you see on your screen?
Nothing. Back to my homepage.
Homepage. You can do one thing. Once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it. And this time you can type in there, T for Tango.
Say that again?
You need to type T for Tango.
Oh, T for Tango, yeah.
Then A for Alpha.
A.
S for Sugar.
Yep.
And K for Kilo. And
task. Come up. Task manager.
Yes, click on it. So, click on it. And when you click on it, you need to open the task manager app. And when you open it, so what do you see on your screen?
AnyDesk 232-bit.
Oh, below that, at the very bottom, you will see there is an option over there, more details.
More details, yes.
Click on more details. And after clicking on more details, you will get our main task manager screen. In that screen, have a look on the left-hand side top. Can you see there is some tabs over there like processes, performance, app history,
yes.
Users. You can click on performance.
Performance, right.
And when you click on performance, you will get some graph on your screen on the left-hand side like CPU, memory, Ethernet, disk, Wi-Fi. You can select Wi-Fi because you're using our internet through Wi-Fi most of the time. You can click on Wi-Fi on the left-hand side.
Right.
And after clicking on Wi-Fi, you will see a Wi-Fi graph on your screen. That is moving. That is moving,
yes.
Sir, or it is a stable?
No, it's moving.
It is moving. And it is moving faster or it is moving slowly, slowly?
No, well, it's going tick, 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 tick. That's about the speed it's moving. Oh, now it's stopped. Oh, now it's stopped again.
Oh, below the graph, you will see there is some numbers changing below that.
Below the graph? Yes, send. 72 kbps, 88, 48, 32, 40.
Okay, all right, it's working very, very slow, you know. All right, okay. Well, you know what, sir, by the help of this Wi-Fi graph, what we are trying to do, we are trying to delete all the hacking files from your system which allow to hacker to get inside in your computer, and also we are trying to start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker, but it is working very, very slow. Okay, no problem. While the service is going on, I need to check one more thing. You can do one thing, you can close this Wi-Fi, close it. And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it. And you can type in there event, E-V-E-N-T, event.
And
you will get an option here, okay. Event viewer. You can open the event viewer. Actually, sir, Event Viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal things or illegal files are running in your system, Event Viewer saves all those data and files. And once you open the Event Viewer, what come up on your screen?
Event Viewer says overview of summary, overview.
Have a look on the left-hand side top, sir. Left-hand side top.
Event Viewer local?
Yeah, below that you will get an option over there, custom views. You can click on custom views.
Custom views, yes.
Yeah, and once you click on it, at the very middle, what are the other option can you see?
The very middle on the opposite side.
Yes.
Events, administrative events.
Yeah, click on administrative events. Click on it. Have you done?
Yeah, but nothing's happened.
You need to click on the middle side where you can see administrative in the middle box.
Under custom views.
Yes, right. Under custom views, you will get an option over there, administrative events, and after that, you need to click on it. And when you click on it, what do you see after that, sir?
Number of events, 9,820.
Oh my God, more than 9,800 hacking files. And below that, sir, you will see some error warning.
Error says 1,010.
Okay, if you scroll it down, sir, you will see there is some yellow warning as well. Scroll it down, slowly, scroll it down. Slowly. You will see there is some warning signal. Warning. Let me tell you about this yellow warning. Actually, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And from there, we will get to know that these are the illegal things are happening in your system and you're not aware of it. And apart from the yellow warning, you will see most of them are red error.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Now that
we're looking at this, I have seen this warning signal come up occasionally on the computer screen, but I've never known what it was, and I've forgot about it all, or you know, not even considered it. I don't know, what's that doing? Nobody's told me to watch for that, so I didn't.
Oh, you think that is a normal thing, but actually, sir, you know what, sir? These are the hacking files which allow to hacker to get inside in your computer. And whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this error and warning signal is generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, you will see number of events, and you told me that is near about 9,800 something, right?
9,820.
Oh my God. And you know what? So these are not viruses, because you can protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus, but these are online infections, which is generated by the hacker, and it's keep on corrupting your software parts of the computer. So what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and delete all the hacking files from your system, which allow to hacker to get into it. And also we need to start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it. And you know what, sir, for your kind information, what the hacker is trying to do through the internet, they are trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, I do believe that you do emails over the internet, right?
Yes.
And
apart, I do internet banking as well.
Okay, so it is my humble request to you, sir, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please don't try to do any kind of your online email or banking or any confidential thing over the internet. Because right now, whatever the information you are putting over the internet, all of your personal data are leaking. So make sure until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do one thing. Once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search, you can click on it.
Yep.
And this time you can type in there C for Charlie, M for mother, and then D for delta.
This has come up in capital letters.
Doesn't matter, sir. Doesn't matter.
CM.
Then D for delta.
Yep.
Then you will get an option over there, command prompt. You can click on command prompt. And when you click on it, you will get a black window. And let me tell you about this black window. Actually, this black window is the brain of your internet system. And by the help of this black window, you can check all of your information is secure or not. And also, you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yes.
Where the cursor is flashing, you can type in there T for Tango.
T for Tango.
Yeah, then R for Romeo. Then E
yep.
for England.
Yep.
Then E for England again.
Yep.
And then press enter after that, so press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
The 9,000 things slipped past, I suppose.
Oh, you mean it is started scanning?
Well, the screen's just going, you can't read anything, it's just going nuts.
Oh, let it be scanned, sir. It is a scan. Let it be scanned. Once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. Once you will get any message, sir, let me know, okay?
It stopped now, and it says security application, policy management.
At the very bottom, what is the status?
Welcome to Telstra service, the secure service, what do you want?
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra secure server. Actually, we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra secure server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing, you can type at the bottom, I want to check my type over there.
This,
I want
is, where
to check.
This is where it's flicking?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But I
want to check my. Mm-hmm.
Do I put a gap between that or is it all together?
No, you need to put a space like you are chatting with someone.
W-I-N-T, what am I doing wrong? Want, W-H?
No, want. W-A-N-T, want.
And do I miss the T? Want?
To check my.
Check. My.
And,
My.
And you told me that you do emails, right?
Yep.
So let's start from your email. We are going to check your email is secure or not. So you need to type my email is secure.
What am I doing?
Email is secure. And when you are done so, then you can press enter after that, okay?
I press enter. Where do I? Enter, yeah, right.
Yeah, press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
Oh, it's clicking again.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
Yeah, well, yes.
Lovely, lovely. It means that it is checking that your email is secure or not, okay? And once it will be stopped, so you will get a status of your email. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know because color is matter, okay?
Mm-hmm. Package. Oh,
email is still going. Okay, let it scan completely. So once it will get completely stopped, then you will get a status of your email. And once you will get it, so please let me know, okay?
Yep. Well, now we're going to red.
Oh, my God. And have you got any status, sir?
Status. 3 hackers are found into your email. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security, alright. See, sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra secure server is successfully checked that apart from you, 3 hackers are found in your email. It means, sir, somehow these 3 hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they are trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I think they are trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem, sir. Now our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, sir, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or not.
You just go onto the icon.
Yeah, how you normally do, sir, you can try to log in the same way and check whether it is working.
Well, it's working, yes.
It's working. Try to scroll it up and scroll it down. Check whether it is moving.
Yes, and it's moving.
It's moving. And could you please check, have you received any junk or any spam email?
Have I received any?
Junk or any spam email?
Just recently?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. There's my red energy bill has come through since I last looked, and that's all.
Okay, let me tell you, sir, in future, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it. I never have.
If I believe it's spam, I just delete it straight away.
That's great.
Sometimes some of the individuals with whom I communicate, sometimes their communication is sent to junk, and I don't know why, because I communicate with them, the Warrnambool Community Garden, for example. Sometimes their communications come as they should. Other times they've gone to junk, been left, but I've missed out on them.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm telling you not to respond it, sir, because you know what happened whenever our customer is replying or responding any junk or any spam email. At the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So make sure if you will get any unnecessary type of email, simply ignore it, all right? You can do one thing. If your email is working now, then you can close your email, please. Close it.
Right, it's working.
And, Okay, and you can open the black window which you have already minimized. Open the minimized.
How do I do that?
At the very bottom center, you will see there is a minimized.
Command prompt?
Yes, right. And when you open it, you can type at the very bottom, I have checked my email. Type at the very bottom, I have checked my email. And I want to activate.
No, I haven't got to yet. I've checked my email, yes.
And I want to activate.
Want.
You want to activate.
To, I want to activate. A, C, D, I, V, A, T, E. Yep.
Firewall security. Firewall security.
Firewall.
Yes.
Is firewall one word?
Yes, sir. Firewall and security is a different word.
Firewall security, yes.
Inside it.
I didn't catch that.
Inside it.
I. S. I. D. E. Inside.
It, oh. IT, IT, it.
Yeah, just a minute, I've typed something wrong there.
Okay.
Inside it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You can press enter after that, sir. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
The screen's gone red bonkers.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
It's flipping and scanning, I presume, yes.
Lovely. It means that it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Yeah, now it's still red.
Still running in red, okay.
And still, oh God, it's going green now.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign, sir. This is a very good signal. And have
right,
you got any
status? Green, and it stopped, and it says, status, firewall security has been installed into your email or email.
Okay, all right. I think it is still installing. That is the reason. Congratulations, sir. It means firewall security is successfully installing into your email. And once it will be installed completely in your email, all of the three hackers will block from your email account. It means, sir, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They're not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
The C thing is flicking again. Do I do anything there?
You can do one thing right now. Your email is secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one can misuse your email. Now, apart from your email, what do you want to check, which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my. Again, you need to type, I want to check my.
What do I check?
Which you do normally, sir. You need to type first, I want to check my. Now, apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you, sir? Like shopping, Facebook, banking, which is very important for you?
Banking would be the only thing. I don't do any, there's no shopping.
Oh, if you want to check your banking, let me tell you, it is my humble request to you. While checking your banking, do not point out or do not give me any of your personal details over the phone to me. because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we're not allowed to ask anything. So if you want to check your banking, you can type in there, I want to check my online banking, because you do online banking, so you need to type over there, online banking.
Well, I check my online banking regularly, and I checked it last night, and there was no problems.
No. It means that you are going to check the security of your online banking, not your online banking.
Oh, right.
Yes. That is a different.
I want to check my
online banking. And you do banking with one bank or more than one bank, sir?
One bank.
Then type is secure. Is secure.
Online banking. Is IS?
Yes, sir. Is secure. And once you are done so, then you can press enter after that. So press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that? Let me know.
It's green and it's going bonkers again.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. It means that it is checking that your online banking is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color
it's green. It's not red as it was initially before.
Oh, it is running in green. Lovely. And have you got any status, sir? Any feedback?
Not yet. No, it's still going.
Okay, let it be scanned completely, so once it will be finished, you will get a status.
Oh, now it's gone red.
Oh my God, do you remember I have shown you the red error?
Yes.
All those red error hacking links are running inside it. And have you got any status, sir, any feedback?
Yes, it says 5 hackers are found in your online banking links.
Mm-hmm.
Logging to activate firewall security.
Firewall security again? I think, sir, you don't have firewall security in your system. You never installed firewall security earlier into your computer?
Yeah, I did. I did years ago. But I taught my son that when he did this new computer, I thought he did the one that HP provided, but evidently not.
No. Actually, there is no firewall activated into your system. Due to that reason, the hacker got the loophole. By the help of that loophole, they are accessing your links, whatever you do over the internet. Now, 3 hackers were spawned into your email, or this time 5 hackers are spawned into your online banking links. It means that whenever you are trying to go into your online banking, at the same time, the hacker got the access of your banking links, and they are accessing your website of your bank. Okay, no problems, and our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. You can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that, sir, how you normally try to log in into your banking, you can try and check whether it is working or it is locked. Might be, sir, it will get locked because 5 hackers are found inside it. You can try, sir, check whether it is working or not. And once you are done, sir, please do let me know, okay? Have you done so?
Yeah, I'm doing.
Okay, all right. When you are done, sir, let me know, okay?
Yeah, well, I've got into the bank.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen.
No, it's moving.
It is moving. Check everything is fine, sir.
Everything's the same as it was, yes.
Okay, if everything is fine, sir, if it is working
properly.
Oh,
hang on, just a minute. It only moves a little bit. Oh, no, I haven't. That's right. I haven't done that.
Okay.
Oh. No, it's moving, yes.
it is working fine, right? Lovely.
Yes.
You can do one thing, if it is working fine, then you can log off from your account, please. You can log off.
What?
And close your banking page, sir. Close your banking page. And come back to your home screen.
Yes.
Come to your normal. And you can do one thing, you need to open the black window, which you have already minimized. And by the way, sir, if you don't mind, can I ask you how far is your bank is from you? How far is it?
How far is the bank?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 kilometers.
Just between
2 and 3. Between 2 and 3. Maybe 2.5.
2.5. Then you can do one thing. You can type in the black window, I have checked my online banking links. Type in here, I have checked my online banking links. And I want to activate
I want to activate
firewall security. Inside it.
Oh, oops. I did the wrong one.
Okay, do it very carefully, all right?
Firewall security.
Inside it.
IT.
Yes, sir. Then you can press enter after that and let me know what come up. Press enter. And once you press enter, what do you see after that? Let me know.
It's scrolling. It's gone red and it's gone bonkers again. Checking.
Okay, it has started checking. Okay, all right, lovely. It means, sir, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the 3 and 5 hackers who have got the access of your banking links. And once it will be successfully installed, so let me know, okay? Once the scan will stop again, you will get a status. And once you will get any status, sir, please do let me know, okay?
Mm-hmm. We're still going.
Okay. And have you got any status, sir?
No, it's still going.
Okay.
Still going. Oh, that's gone to green.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. And have you got any status?
Not yet. No. No, I have. Status. Please wait while server is checking some security.
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means our server has successfully verified you, that you are the main account holder who is using your internet line. Now, our server is going to check some banking security, which was getting stopped by the hacker. Right, they're trying to start all the major security which was stopped by the hacker. You can do one thing, till the time you can minimize this black window, sir. Minimize it while the service is activating. You can minimize this black window.
Yeah, where's the cursor? Come on. Oh.
And after that, sir, you can once again on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see. You can do one thing, you can, at the very bottom, you will see there is an AnyDesk application, sir, AnyDesk, red and white color, at the very bottom.
Red and white color?
Yeah, at the very bottom, AnyDesk, which you have minimized.
With task view?
No, no, just right next to task view, you will see there is a red and white color icons, red and white color. Any desk.
That's near where I've minimized to.
Yes, yes, sir. You need to open the first one, sir. Open the first one, red and white.
Right. Yep.
And once you open it, sir, what do you see after that?
Settings.
Settings. Beside the settings, on the left-hand side, you will see there is an option over there, new session. You can click on new session.
User interface, security, privacy, display, audio, connection,
file transfer. Above to settings, you will see settings and security. And above to that, you will see new session. You can click on new session.
Righto, yes. Click on new session.
Yeah, and when you click on new session, you will get three boxes. What's new in Anydex? Install Anydex Discovery. You can click on install. And when you click on install, you will get an installation page. In that page, you will get an option over there, accept and install. You can click on accept and install. And
installation path, accept and install.
Yes, at the very bottom. At the very bottom, accept and install.
Oh, right. Yep.
And after that, if we'll ask you for your permission, you can click on yes.
Yep.
And after that, sir, what do you see on your screen?
Would you like to install this device?
Yeah, install. Click on install. You click on install. And after clicking on install, what do you see on your screen right now?
Welcome to AnyDesk version 7.
Right. You can click on, you need to minimize this page, so minimize it. And after that, say, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it. And you need to type over there, T4 Tango.
T.
Yeah, then A for Alpha.
Yes.
S for Sugar.
Yes.
And okay. K, right. Then you will get an option over there, Task Manager. You can click on Task Manager.
Yes.
And after that, you will get a Task Manager window. And at the very top, you will get some tabs like Processes, Performance, App History,
yes.
Startup, User, Services. You can click on Services. And when you click on services, you will get some column like name, PID, description, status. You can check the status from there and check all the services are running this time.
Right now, how do I do that?
In the status column, all the services are running or is still some of them are getting stopped?
Oh, no, some are stopped.
Is still some of them are not working.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing, then you can click on performance. Click on performance. And check the Wi-Fi speed. The graph is moving slowly, or it is moving faster?
No, slowly, about the same speed as it was before. And it's sending it at 80 kbps.
It's still the same speed? Hold on, let me just check, sir. Hold on. Still you are getting the same speed, right? Check this time, sir, if it is working faster now.
No, it hasn't. But now it's down to 48. Or it's going 64 to 128, and it's back to 56.
Okay, you can, don't touch it, sir. You can move your, don't try to move your mouse. Move your mouse, check your cursor is moving.
Yeah, the mouse is moving, yes.
Okay, now don't touch your mouse, sir, leave it. Don't touch your mouse. And still it is moving slowly, slowly, right?
It's 48.56. And the mouse moves, not by me, so it moves.
Okay, all right. You know, sir, just because there is so many hacking files, more than 9,000 hacking files are running inside it. Due to that reason, you're like, actually, sir, you know what, by the help of this Wi-Fi graph bar, what we are trying to do, we are trying to delete all the hacking files from your system, which allow to hacker to get inside in your computer. And also we are starting up all the services which are getting stopped. And also we are boosting up the speed of your internet so that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket. Okay? Yes. So you can do one thing. Hold on, sir. Let me make a report, okay? Hold on. Let me make a report. And I do believe that's your landline number, which I'm speaking to you. That is 03. Just hold on. Let's check. 03-556-10-774, right?
Yes.
And could you please confirm your mobile number, sir?
0408-599-003.
0408-599-003. I'm speaking with Mr. Alfred Horsnell.
Yes.
And do you have any middle name, sir?
Paul. P-A-U-L.
Okay. And I can see in my system you lived in 116 Banyan Street, Wamambol, Victoria, right?
Yes.
You're one of our registered customers. You are using our services for a very, very long time.
Yes.
And earlier, sir, have you faced this problem or this is the very first time you are facing this?
Well, I've not had any problems. I obviously had, but I wasn't aware of them.
And your date of birth, sir, if you don't mind, your date of birth?
1939.
Over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 50s or 60s.
No. Well and truly beyond that.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. All right. I have successfully made a report of it, sir, and I have sent this report to our high department, to NCA. Have you heard anything about NCA, sir? NCA?
Nope.
NCA means National Crime Authority. Actually, sir, from last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those hacker who is using your internet line. Now we are successfully succeeded to trace him, and also we got the picture of the hacker as well. Right, I got a confirmation email from them that we got the picture of the hacker who is using your internet line. And once I will get the confirmation, sir, that we have found the hacker's real picture, then what I will do, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not, because the hacker could be anyone. All
right? Right. So you're going to send me that how?
Yes, yes. I will try. I will show you that, sir. Like through online services, I will show you that. Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me just, first of all, let me complete the security work. you can do one thing, you can minimize this Wi-Fi, so minimize it.
I've got to get the cursor.
All right, and you need to open the black window which you have already minimized. Open the black window.
Yep.
And what are the status have you got, so?
Please wait while security is checking some security.
Oh, server is checked. Okay, all right. You can do one thing. You can do one thing. Minimize this black window. And you can again try to log in into your email. Let me check your email security is working or not. Open your email. And
yes, it's open.
It's open. Try to move it up and move it down.
Yeah, it's working up and down.
Okay, all right. So your email security is still uploading. It is still uploading. You can close your email, so it is still uploading. And you need to do one thing. Try to log in into banking again. By the way, sir, you do banking by which browser you use? Like Microsoft Edge, Firefox, or Google Chrome? Which browser you use normally?
Well, it's Firefox. I go to Google and it comes up Firefox.
Well, don't use Firefox right now because Firefox is the third-party browser. You can use Microsoft Edge because Microsoft.
How do I do that?
Close your Firefox. You must.
Well, I've opened Google and when Google and Firefox comes up with Google or Google comes up with Firefox.
Oh, you can close your Firefox. Close it.
What?
And open your Microsoft Edge browser, Microsoft Edge. In your icons, you must have a Microsoft Edge browser. Microsoft Edge.
So I
what do you see on your screen?
Well, there's Microsoft 365, Microsoft
Edge, Microsoft
no.
Edge.
There's no Microsoft H?
No, not H. It's Edge. E-D-G-E. E-D-G-E.
Edge.
Yes, right. Edge. Open
right.
Microsoft Edge. This is the safest and verified browser. From there, you need to search in the search box. You can type the name of your bank, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me. Do it from your side, okay?
All right. Well, I have to... put them down because I'm going to have to do some capital there. Oh, there's a click there, so can I just click onto it?
Yeah, sure. If there is, you need to click on it.
Yep.
And
yes,
from there,
come up. Yes.
Yeah, from there, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or not from there. And let me tell you, sir, when you put your ID number, your password, or any security thing, you need to check whether everything you are putting that is the correct information or. When you put your security number in the security column, you will get a little I symbol. You can click on the I symbol. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I'm typing in. I'm putting in my entry things first.
First of all, you need to put your security number. Hold on. Put your security number.
My security. Yeah, that access number, security number, yes, I'll put that in.
Yeah, delete the security number from there, delete it. Delete it and do it again. And when you put your security number, in the security number column, you'll get a little I symbol. You can click on the I symbol and check whether your number is correct or not. First of all, put your security number. And when you put that in, sir, then you will get a little I symbol.
I don't see an I symbol.
First of all, you need to delete the security number, sir, and follow
my instructions. There's a security number, and then there's an I.
No. You need to delete the security number first. Delete it. And then put the security number, and when you put the security number, in the security number column, you will get a little I symbol. It is look like I. First of all, put your security number. Then can you see there is a little I symbol come up in the corner?
Oh yeah, but it disappears when I press the last digit.
Okay, no problem. Then you can put your password. So put your password. And when you put the password in the password column, you will get a little I symbol again. You need to try to click on it and check whether your password is correct or not.
Yes.
If it is correct, then you can click on the I symbol again so that it will hide. Click on the I symbol again.
Yes.
Then you can try to log on. And check whether it is working from there.
Yep. Working.
It is working.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Go up and down.
Okay, you can go and up and out. Okay, if it is working, then you can log off from your account, please. Log out and close it. And you can open the black window, which you have already minimized.
Yes, it disappeared. Right, now.
And what other status have you got?
Exactly the same. Please wait while server is checking security.
Taking some security, okay. Or you can do one thing. You need to type over there. I want to activate. No, not activate. I want to secure my. Secure my security number.
Security
number, because we need to activate a firewall security into it so that nobody else can use it apart from you.
Number in UMBA?
Yes, sir. Yes. And after security number, then you can leave a space and put your security number in order to, when you log in into your banking, you put the security number. You can put the same security number.
Now I type the security number in now.
Yes, sir. So that our server is going to activate it.
Yep.
Then you can press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
We're getting checking the screen. It's going bonkers again.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning again?
It's scanning, yes.
Oh, lovely. It means, sir, it is like checking that your security number is okay or not. It is going to secure it. And once it will be installed completely, please do let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will get any changes, sir, let me know.
It's still growing. Still green. Gee, it goes from being the full screen sometimes to a bit on the side, but now it's still going. Gee, look, have all these transactions been done? Is that what it, now it's come up with? Status. Congratulations, firewall security is successfully activated into your online detail links.
Oh, congratulations. So it means your email, your shopping, banking, and your security number, all of information is secured. Our firewall is successfully activated inside it. You can do one thing. You can minimize this black window. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. Congratulations, sir. All of your information is secure. All of the hacker will block from there. Now what I will do, sir, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker because I got the confirmation from our department, NCA. And we have found the picture of the hacker. So let me show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know that man or not, okay? You can do one thing. You can open your Google please open up your Google or Firefox, whatever you have.
Yep, 7.
Yes, and you can type in there G for golf.
G.
Yeah, then E for England.
G, E.
Yeah, then E for England again.
Yep. Oh, then, well, okay. Just a minute. It's gone capital letters and then it's gone. Yeah, G, E, yes.
Yeah, then K for kilo.
K.
Then T for tango.
T.
Y for Yankee. Then P for Peter.
P for Peter.
Yes. Then E for England.
Yes.
And R for Romeo.
Yes.
Then you can press enter after that, sir. And okay. After pressing enter, what come up on your screen, sir?
GWKTYPDR, which is what, and there's a.
Can you see there is an option over there, SCP?
Yes, SCP, yes.
Yes, click on SCP. Yes, yes, sir. Right. Yeah, click on it. And after clicking on it, have a look on your right hand side. Can you see there is a 5 green color folders?
Yes.
You need to give a click on the last folder, which is called All Scripts.
All Screens?
All Scripts. And
all
after
scripts,
that,
yes.
Yes, and after that, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Well, it comes free browser extension.
Oh, you will see the ads. Close the ads, sir. You will get a little cross sign. You can click on the little cross sign on the right-hand side top. And yep. After that, you need to give a click on Send Feedback, then click on Not Interested. Then
send
click on
feedback.
Not, yeah, then click on Not Interested.
Not interested in ad.
Yes, right.
Yep.
And after that, you will get so many folder on your screen. Can you see there is
yep.
So many folder? You need to give a click on the second line, second folder, which is called QueryDB. Second line, second
yep.
Folder. And yep. Once you click on it, can you see Search in Database or Interpol
yep.
Database? And can you see there is a picture of a man?
Yeah. Oh, it's gone again.
It is loading, I think. Do you know this man, sir, personally or physically?
I'm not sure.
He looks like a Russian.
Yeah.
Yes. Try to remember, might be sometimes he was roaming outside your house just to connect to your internet.
I don't think...
Yes.
No, like there's an individual that looks a little bit like him, but he hasn't got a mustache.
You never seen this man before?
Yeah, look, I don't think so, but I'm not perfectly sure. If I could get a sideways look at him.
Okay, all right, let me tell you, this is the man, this is the hacker who is using your internet line from the different location. And you know what, sir? What he is trying to do through the internet, he's trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this man, this hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out. And how we come to know about this, sir, because since last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace this man, what he is doing. All right, and as you know very well that these hackers are very smart, they're using a very highly advanced technology to get our customer information. Right. So, if you don't know him, sir, then what I will do, I'm going to send an email to our National Crime Authority Department that you don't know him personally, okay?
Well, I don't think I do.
Maybe, sir.
There's a chap that used to live next door. He comes here occasionally. I don't think it's him, but it's not unlike him. This picture has a moustache, and this fella doesn't have a moustache. Not that I remember, anyway.
Okay, no problem. Might be, sir. Actually, sir, you know what happened? Like, they have the group. There is a group of people who is doing this, sir. Not only this man, they have a lot of groups. Some of, like, five or six men, they are, like, working together just to hack our customer information. So, no problem, sir. We are trying to track all the hacker. For your kind information, sir, since last couple of months, our team, NCA, they already caught near about 80 hackers from our country and outside the country as well. And I hope so, sir. We are going to catch this man as well. All right. I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. And but in order to catch this man, this hacker, we need your help and support. All right? Because this hacker is our foreign side. Okay, no problem. What I will do, sir, I'm going to send an email to our head office that you don't know this man personally. You can do one thing. Till the time, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Close it. Close all of these?
Yes, and come back to your home screen. So, and after that, you can open the task manager, which you have already minimized. Task manager at the very bottom. There is a white window.
Yep.
What do you see now, Stu?
Well, it says, congratulations, firewall security is successfully activated into your online details. And then
not this one. You can close, minimize it. Not this one. Oh, white one, sir. Open the white one. I think you have opened the black one. I'm talking about the white one, sir.
The white one?
Yes, task manager.
Sorry, yes.
Yes, and after that you can give a click on Wi-Fi and check the Wi-Fi drops.
It's still going. It's going at 136, 128.
Okay, it's taking some time.
112, 88.
It is taking some time, sir, because more than 9,800 hacking files are running inside it. You can do one thing. Till the time I'm working, you have a loudspeaker in your phone, sir? You have a loudspeaker?
I have a speaker. How do I do that? I click it, do it?
Yeah, you can put me on loudspeaker.
Speaker?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? No. I said you have a loudspeaker in your phone, sir. In your phone, you have a loudspeaker?
Oh.
In your phone.
I don't know. I'm a dinosaur. I wouldn't know how to do anything about making a phone louder.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. I'm holding a line for a user. I'm still working in your lines. Till the time, you can do one thing. If you want, you can have a cup of coffee or have a cup of tea. I'm holding a line for you. Once you will get your coffee, you can talk to me, okay? I'm still working.
Well, that's all right. While this Wi-Fi is going.
Yeah, while the Wi-Fi is going, I'm working from my side. So for the time, you can go and get your coffee and then come back to me and talk to me.
I don't hang up or anything.
Yeah. I'm holding a line for you and go and get your coffee and come back to me and talk to me, okay? I'm holding a line for you.
Okay, right.
Thank you. You can relax yourself. You're back, sir? Hello? 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 Can you hear me still? Hello, can you hear me still? Hello? Hello, can you hear me still? Hello? Are you there still? Hello? Hello? Hello. Hello, can you hear me still? Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Are you there, sir? Can you hear me? Hello. Yes, sir, this is Sean Miller. Where are you? Oh, okay, all right. I told you, sir, I'm working. You can come back to your home, sir. Come back to your home. Where are you now, sir? Sir, what are you doing in the bank? Hello? Can you hear me? Toilet bol ke bank chali gayi abhi phone kiya bola hum to bank mein hain humara ghar aane hum to toilet ja rahe hain बैंक चल गया अब समझ में नहीं आ रहा क्या बोला हमारे टॉयलेट कर गया कॉल तो लाइन पे ही है लैंडलाइन में Thank you. Skype to you, yeah. Deactivate to you, Skype. Login nahi ho raha. Yes, sir, sir. Are you there, sir? Hello? Are you there, sir? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello. 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 Yes, sir. Well, sir, this is Sean Miller. I'm still holding a line in your landline. Please answer my call. Thank you.